the Sedra this week, Pashas Yisrei, and it says Sedibris, one of the mitzvahs is Laisisa, the Laisa said, the Lava Laisisa Shem Hashem Al Kech L'Shav. Pashat Taich is not to take the Eivish's name in vain, to say the Eivish's name in Levatala. That's the Aveira. But the Gemara in Tzmur, the Aftalat says that's not what this pasuk is talking about. If you just say the Shem Hashem Levatala, you're not Oiva Laisisa. If you say the Shem Hashem Levatala, you're Oiva a mitzvah Zasei, the Gemara is going to explain. But the lav of the says the dibbis of lisisa shem hashem lakech l'shav, that refers to a shvu shav or shvu sheker. If a person hashem uses Eibush's name to say a shvu shav means he swears for no reason. He makes a shvu that this table, he swears that this table is a table, and it's obvious. Everyone can see it's a table. He's not saying anything. Well, this Evan is an Evan. This rock is a rock. That's a shvu shav. And if he uses Eibush's name for a shvu, that's when he's over this lav of lisisa. Or shvur sheker, or if he makes a shvur b'shem Hashem and he lies, he's also a leisisa. That's the leis to say. This leis to say is loikin alav. He gets malchus. But if he just says the Eivish's name levatola by itself, the Gemara says you're not over leisisa. You're over mitzvah say. Which mitzvah? So there's two gisayis. The gis in front of us in the Gemara is that we have is you're over the mitzvah say of es Hashem al kechatira. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to have moir for Yirsa Hashem, and part of Yirsa Hashem is to be afraid not to say the Shem Levatala. Rashi brings a different pasuk. Rashi seems to have a different gifts than the Gemara, and Rashi brings a pasuk in Kisavli. The pasuk says, Liyiris Hashem Hanechbed Vanoira. Maybe it's a little bit clearer pasuk, a special pasuk on Yir of the Shem Hashem. Liyiris Hashem Hanechbed Vanoira. You don't say the Eibush's name Levatala for no reason. But it's big nafkamina. If a person just says the Shem Hashem, that he's over mitzvah say, but there's no malchus in mitzvah say. If he makes a shvuah shav, then he's over leisisa. It's a leisa say. It's chayav malchus. There's a chilek between a say and a leisa say. We know in the tayag mitzvahs, 365 leisas is a negative. Do not do. And in 248 ramacha mitzvah say is that you should do. And in a way, a leisa say is mochamah because most leisa says get malchus. Not everyone. Sometimes every leisa say also doesn't get malchus if it's other reasons of a mitzvah say never gets malchus. So that's a big nafkamina. There's a machlokes rishonim. What about bracha vatala? First makes a bracha vatala. He's also saying the Shem Hashem and bracha vatala. Is that considered part of leisisa? So there's a gemara on chayav beferish gemara and bracha tafla megimbo. The gemara says beferish. Kol mavarch bracha shenet tzricha, eivim shum leisisa. Whoever makes a bracha shenet tzricha, bracha vatala is eivim leisisa. It seems the Gemara is saying that bracha vatala is the same thing like a shvu shav. It's eivim the slav. And so it's more chumbah than just saying the Shem Hashem, which is only eivim asay. It'll be the leisisa leisisa. And as they pass in the Rambam, the Magen Avraham is medayik this in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that bracha vatala is eivim leisisa, eivim lav deraisa. As the Rambam Paskins in Pegam, Hilchos Bracha, Sochot Esvav, the Rambam says, Kol Mavach Bracha Shein Tzricha, Hari Zeh Noisei Shem Shemayim L'Shav, Hari Hu Kenishba L'Shav. The Rambam says, Beferish, it's like a Shvu L'Shav. So the Magen Avraham is Medayik. What's the Rambam saying that if you make a Bracha L'Vatala, Hari Zeh, Hari Hu Kenishba L'Shav? So the Magen Avraham, the Rambam's coming to tell you this, don't think it's just it's a Shem Hashem L'Vatala, it's Mamash Shvu L'Shav. Mamash like Shvu L'Shav. So you see, the Rambam holds that you're using the Shem Hashem and the Bracha Matana, you're able to lav the right center, we'll get Malchus. But Taisus and Rosh Hashanah, Dachlam Gimel, is Chaylik. Taisus and Rosh Hashanah brings down also this Gemara in Brachas, that can Baruch Baruch Shem Tzvi Chayim Bin Lai Sisa, but Taisus says it's only the Rabbanon. Aye, the Gemara says, Oyvim Mishum Lai Sisa, the Gemara says, Oyvim Mishum Lai Sisa, Zach Taisus, Hasmachta Ba'alma. The Gemara just means Hasmachta. We know many times in Shas, in Chazal, a lot of times Chazal make an issue of the bonon and they make an asmachta. They bring a pasuk. It's not the reis. It's not really said so in the pasuk, but the pasuk is a smach, something to rely on, like a remez. It's not even a remez. The remez is also a shugel the reis. But it's like a shugel remez that the rabbanon should make such a takana. And we'll get to Tosfos Raya soon. But upon them, that's Tosfos Shita. That bracha v'tolna is only the rabbanon. And the chinuch in mitzvah lamed. Is very much Meirich in this place to say this mitzvah of Leisisa Shem Hashem Hashav. He goes through pages and pages about the Gedarim of Shvu Hashav and Shvu Hasheka. He doesn't mention one time, he doesn't mention at all Bracha Vatala. He doesn't mention the Rambam Shita. So to me, it's a little bit mashma that the Chinuch holds like Taisus. That this mitzvah of Leisisa does not apply to Bracha Vatala. But Al Kaponim, it'll come out, according to Taisus, Bracha Batala is less than saying the Shem Shemayim Levatala. If you say the Shem Shemayim Levatala, you're over Mitzvah Say the Reisa. You do a Bracha Batala, you're not even over that. So it'll come out that Tosis and the Rambam are being chaylik over here, Menakotza Akotza. It's two ends of the spectrum. In relation, how do you compare Bracha Batala to at least being Moiti Shem Shemayim Levatala, just saying the Shem Levatala? According to Tosis, Bracha Batala is not as bad. It's not Yasa the Reisa at all. First makes the Bracha Batala, he's only over Nisr Rabbanon. If he says the Shem Levatala, that's when he's over in Nisr the right and Asay, Mitzvah Asay the right of a Shem Al Kachatira or the other Pasuk. And the Shvuah would be the Lois Asay, would be the highest Madrigal, would be the highest of air. And according to Rambam, it's the opposite. A Bracha Batala would be worse than being Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala. If you Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala, just say the Shem, you're over only Mitzvah Asay, there's no Malkus. But if you make a Bracha Batala, it's even worse. It'll be a Lois Asay, a Lois Isa. So it's like Machoikus min akatsa akatsa. So how do we understand this? So Tosfos Shita that Bracha Batala is not as bad as being Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala. That you also have to understand. By Bracha Batala, you are saying the Eibush's name for no reason. A person, let's say, he made a shakal and then he goes and makes a shakal again. A Bracha Mazayin this again. So Bracha Batala, he said the Shem Hashem. Why isn't he over at least the mitzvah Asay of Es Hashem Al Kachatir? Why is this worse than saying the Shem Hashem? So I think Pshat is that Tosfos will hold, Bracha Batala is not as bad as just saying the Shem Shemang Batala, because at least you're saying it in the Nusach of Shevach. You're saying it without a reason. But Lamaisa, you are saying Baruch Atah Hashem. You're not just saying, by Shem Shemang Batala, you're just saying Shem Shemang Batala. Over here, you're saying the Shem, but you're saying it with a Haidah and a Shevach. You're saying Baruch Atah, you're saying Shakon Yibidvaroi. You're saying this Shem, everything happened with His Word. Everything became from His Word. You're saying Baruch Yaminim Zainus. He created types of food, Muslim. He's saying he brought bread out of the earth. He's saying a shevach, saying a haidah. So maybe that's why Tosfos holds Bracha Batala is not even the aveira of Shem Shemayim Levatala. Stam saying even b'me, yeah, but well, but Shem Shemayim, well, how would you compare Shem Shemayim Levatala to b'shogeg to Bracha Batala b'shogeg? They're both the b'shogeg. This would be even if they say, yeah. Because that's why Tosfos is not as bad. Oh, but now we have to understand what's on the Rambam. The Rambam holds Bracha Batala is worse than being Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala. Why? The only thing wrong with Bracha Batala is you're saying Hashem's name. But it shouldn't be worse than a person who says Hashem's name on its own. At least over here, he said it B'derech Shevach. Why should Bracha Batala be... a person just says Hashem Shemayim Levatala, he's like, I say he doesn't get Malkus. But according to Rama, a person makes a bracha batala, he'll get malchus. It's worse. It's ever lois to say. Why should it be worse? All he did was he said the shem levatala, and he also, but at least he said the shevach. It should be either the same or better.
It's like a shvuah. The shvuah, you say he said the truth, but he's saying there's no reason for it. Once you're misakin bracha, you're saying exactly there's no need for what you're saying.
And when you say the shem levatala on its own, there's no need for what you're saying either. Shua seems that's what I'm going to tell you. You're using Davish's name to make Yeshua. You know,
what's the smart?
I think so. He's over a mitzvah say, no malchus. But if he says it in the form of a bracha, which happens to be a little bit haidah and shevach, all of a sudden it's worse. It gets malchus. Why? What's worse about it? So I was thinking, maybe, what's worse about it is, by a bracha, you're saying it to Hashem. You're saying atah. Not only are you saying the Shem Shemang of Atah, but you're saying it chashalom in front of the Eibush. You're saying bruch atah, and then you go and say Hashem's name of Atah while you're talking to Hashem. Stam Shem Shemang of Atah, you're not. The Eibush is everywhere. We always have to remember that. You're not saying it in front of the Eibush. You're just saying the Shem Shemang of Atah. That's a mitzvah say that you're not having moira to say the Eibush's name. But when you go to Baruch of Atah, they're just saying more in front. Maybe that's why it's worse. That should be worse than true. Then, well, how worse could you get? We made it ready. Like say, we're giving you Malkus, and we can't get worse than that. I think. If a person would do that without the bracha, then almost.
Right.
I don't know. The Chazon Ish, actually, I think, is a little bit different. From the, there's a shtuk of Chazon Ish which we could take out of it. I think you might see a different shot. Because the Chazon Ish is a different kasha. The Chazon Ish is a kasha. According to Tosis, this is Gemara Brachas that said, according to Tosis, it's an asmachta. It's only the Abana, and the Gemara is only making an asmachta. They're showing a pasuk to be semichan. In fact, the Chazon Ish kasha. The Chazon Ish starts off, what is the Aveir Bracha V'Tolna? The whole Aveir Bracha V'Tolna is saying the Shem Hashem V'Tolna. So in fact, the Chazon Ish, if you can call it only the Rabbanon for whatever reason, and make an Asmachta, why make an Asmachta from Laisisa? Why does the Gemara make the Asmachta from that Pasuk? Laisisa is the Pasuk Ashvua. The Gemara should have said, Oivim Mishum Es Hashem Al Kechatira. The Gemara should have made an Asmachta from the Pasuk of Shem Shemayim V'Tolna. From the Mitzvah Seh. If the Gemara is only saying that Bracha V'Tolna is not also the right set at all, it's not even a Mitzvah Seh. It's only the Rabbanon. But the Gemara is making a smachta. Why is the Gemara saying, why is it pulling out the pasuk of Shvua? It has nothing to do with Shvua. If anything, it's related to, it's the Rabbanon, but it's in the class of Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. So Gemara should say, Kom Bracha V'Shem Tzicha, Eivim Mishum, Es Shem HaKechatira. Or Yerush Shem HaNechav V'Nayar, the other pasuk. And then the Tosfos would say, it's an asmachta. It's not really even Mitzvah Seh. But why is it saying this asmachta, not that asmachta? It's effect of Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, this kasha is mashma to him that Bracha V'Tolna has nothing to do with Moisi Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. It's not because he's being Moisi the Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. If it was Moisi Shem Shemayim L'Vatala, and that was the reason for this Rabbanon, then they would have been made asmachta for Moisi Shem HaKechatira. It's not that aver at all, even the Rabbanon. That's why the Gemara didn't bring that pasuk. And the reason is, I think the way we're saying, because the Maisa you're saying it b'der shevach, that's why it's not Maisa Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. But what is the Issa? So the Chazon Ish, what is the Issa the Rabbanon? So the Chazon Ish lashon is, he says, the Echsha, the Issa, Baruch Hashem Yitzricha, Eini Mishum Hatzkaris Hashem. It's not because he mentioned Hashem. Ela Mishum Chasor in Yira, She'ein Ha'odem Roi Negeshes El HaKadosh Tamid. Person has no right to go talk to the Eivishta anytime he wants like this. Negeshes El HaKadosh Tamid, Ela Ketim HaShakovu Chachamim. Only according to what Chazal Shtel Levek went to make a bracha. Therefore, the Gemara did not bring down the pasuk of the year as Hashem and Nechbad. The Minay Yafin Hashem Levatala. As the Chazon Ish is saying, the very is the mashal by mashal Nechbas Vadam. A person wants to say Shevach to the king. He has no right just to barge into the king anytime he wants and start praising the king. The Chosu, you don't barge in. Same thing by brachas. You have no right to make a bracha when Chazal said when to make a bracha. You have no right to guess yourself a kodesh. To go and make a bracha anytime you want. That's the aveir. So it's a whole different aveir, a whole different musig. It's going like a chuspah, going in without rishus.
So like
well, you're right. I don't see that. I don't see that. Maybe, but at least he's coming to say why the Gemara didn't bring the other pasuk.
Right.
It's not the kasha was a chayr of the pel. It was a chayr the Gemara should have made a smachta on Esa Shem HaKechatira, because the whole basis is this. It's the Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. So the Chazon Ish says, in Bracha V'Tolna, you're really not saying a V'Tolna. Because you sing a Derech Shevach. Oh. So I was talking about saying a different notion of V'Tolna with the Shem Shemayim, but I was talking more the other way. What would be, if a person would say the Shem Shemayim with his own notion of Shevach? We're saying now that if a person makes a bracha, he's not over the aveir of saying the Shem Shemayim L'Vatala because it's a nusach of Shevach and Aida. He's thanking Hashem. What if he says his own nusach of Shevach? He says Baruch and he says the Shem Adonus. And he says something, his own Shevach. He thanks Hashem for something Hashem did for him personally. And I think the Shem will be more common in the Shem Shemayim, the Laz, which happens to be Machlekes Rishonim. Is there an issa to say the Shem Shemayim Belaz, G-O-D in English, or Gimel Aleph Tes in Yiddish? Are you allowed to say that on Levatala for no reason? So that seems to be machaikas. The Kiveg is Medayik, and the Kiveg and the Shuvah Simchafe is Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam Pegu Beis Och Shuvah Sochil Aleph, Paskins, he says, Beferish. But few in the Haske Shem and Hashem is Miuchodim Levatala Asa, Vachbishon Lidishba. The Rambam brings down that there to say the Shem Hashem, even without a Shuvah, is Asa. It's an Issa Asay. But the Rambam says, A few in the Haske Shem and Hashem is Miuchodim. The only aveir of saying the Shem Shemayim is Meduyik in the Rambam is only from the Shemus Miuchadim. We learned the other week, we were learning the Gemara in Shavuos, the Talmud, the seven Shemus Miuchadim, the Shem Adonus, the Shem Yudkei, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, the Shem Alekim. These names of Hashem, Alekecha, these Shemus you're not allowed to say for no reason. In English, G-O-D, or in Yiddish, Gimel Avtes, Chari would not be also according to the Rambam. But the Chassam Sofer in the Dorim, being derived from the Ran, the first Ran, the Ran in the Dorim that Beis Amaral, after the Ran is Chaylak. The Ran, we won't go through the whole right, it's a very nice Chassam Sofer, but the Chassam Sofer brings a right that the Ran holds, even a Shem Belaz, even a Shem in any language, would be also to say Levatala. So according to the Ran, you have to be Nizza, be careful enough that they'll say, the shame, people unfortunately today, it's getting, I think, more common than ever, people say, oh my G-O-D, OMG. That's my shayla. But people say, me personally, it bothers when people say, oh my G-O-S-H. I think in a way, maybe that's not the shame, but it's I don't know what they're trying to do over there. It doesn't sound bakavadik to me. So kids have to be taught that today to try to get out of that habit. But definitely, oh my G-O-D, just in the Weltrein, in English, Elter Yidden would say, Gimlan Aftes. According to the Ran, it's also that Yaiva the Mitzvah say the right of saying the Shema Shem Vatala by Hashem Balaz. According to Ram, I'm not, but according to Ran, yes. I saw one time, apparently, the Gepes Chayz Tshuva. I don't know why I can't find it now, but the Pesachay, I'm Kamat Zichay, so I'm pretty sure I saw it. The Pesachay Tshuva brings down from Bienes and Eibschitz that the reason why Anias is Matsuya in his time, he writes there's poverty in his time, is because people on Nechshon, they say too often Gimel Anaf Tes. They say the Shema Shem Balaz. They're all saying, oi gimel anaf tes, oi gimel anaf tes. And because they're being over, and chayyur, the inside just means according to the Ran. When you say the Shem Hashem, even Balaz, too often, he says, Achmon and Slan, it causes anias, it causes poverty. Oi, with the word oi, it becomes a tefillin. Okay. Now we get to our shayla. What about a person would say, b'dach shevach? We say, thank G-O-D. He would say, oh, in Yiddish, I dank Gimel Aleph Tes, people say, I say it, Derechlimit, I dank God, Derechlimit, people say that, it's a Shevach, Haidah, is that allowed? Because we're saying, when a person makes a Bracha, the reason why it's not so bad is because at least it's in the Derech of Haidah. So what about in Laz, in English, or in Yiddish, if he says it, Derech Shevach, would that be Mutt or not? So, I think, the Avi Raya from this Chazanish, Chazanishin or Chaim Sim Kuchlam Zion, or Zion, brings down the famous Yishami. The Yishami says that if a person Hatoyev Moshe Shem Shemang of Atalma, a person makes a mistake and he says the Shem Shemang of Atalma, Tzorachim Miyad Baruch Shem Kvei Machusin Lamved. We all know this, that if a person accidentally slips and says the Shem Hashem, he should right away say Baruch Shem Kvei Machusin Lamved. The Chazanish says, is this a tick in Goma? Does this Mamish fix it? That, okay, he fixed it, so it's no Abayer, it's not of Atalma. Or is it only a tikkun ktsat, he calls it? Only a shtickle, it remains in a bear and a baby, shayig, a bayinus, whatever it is, but you just try to fix it a little bit, but you're not fixing it completely. So the Chazanish is medayik in the Rambam, Perek Yubei, Sochah Shuas, Loch Yiralef, that the Rambam says, Im toha loshin, v'hoitzi shem levatala. Person slips, the tongue slips, and he says, the shem levatala, yimaya right away, shikutni miyad right away, v'shabeach, and he should praise, v'yifah, v'yahad, should beautify the shem, lo'i kadeshin le'yizoch levatala. That should not be in levatala. Ketzad, om Hashem, if he says the shem Hashem, oim baruchu le'elam ve'ed, oi godhu mulhum oid, yukiyotzi b'zeh, kadeshin le'yihin levatala, or should not be in levatala. Agad, the Rambam seems to have a different gist than the Yishami. Our gist is the Yishami says you should say Baruch Shem Kvei Machusin Lamved. The Rambam says you should say Baruch Hu Lai Lamved. A little bit different gist. But whatever it is, you should say words of Shevach. But the Rambam ends off, Kedei Shem Lo Yehein Avatala. In order Shem not being Avatala. Zok Techazanish, it's Mashach. What's the Rambam saying? Kedei Shem Lo Yehein Avatala. It's Mashach. The Rambam is saying, when you do this, you take off the Avatala. And you fix it completely. So if you say the Shem, and right away you say a Shevach, so you fix it. It wasn't what Talmud. I said the Shem, what to praise him. Say Baruch Shem for Machus and Lamed. So it comes out, according to Chazanish, his Diag and Rambam, once you say a Shevach, it's not there at all. And I think that would work in English also. So people that want to say, thank G-O-D, that won't be so bad, because at least they're saying a Derech Shevach. Right, that's the reason why Baruch Avatala, right, that's what we're saying, that's why Baruch Avatala is not this. Right. He's actually asking, so what's wrong with Baruch Avatala at all? Why should Baruch Avatala be a Veyro? Why should he even be asking with the Rabbanon? Right, that was the other Chazanish. The Chazanish explained that it's no Aveir of Shishim Rang of Atala. It's not Lavatala. The Aveir is the Geshe, the person has no Rishut, the Geshe, the Al Kodesh, on his own.
No,
there's also you have the right to on your own, but okay, but I guess brachos is a little bit more going in. This is more on the outside. The Chazanish is a little bit different. I know what you mean. I'm going to get to say it now. Chazanish is a little bit different. The Shami also says, Shami says, when you make a bracha of a tongue, we know, we teach kids, you know, right away, say, Baruch Shem, Kvei Mach Hasung, we do that. We know that, we do it ourselves. In fact, the Chazanish, what does this help? What is this adding? It says, Bishlema, when you say Hashem Shemayim of a tongue, you want to create a Shevach, so you say a Shevach on it. But a bracha of a tongue, you already said a Shevach. What is the Baruch Shem from Musa Lamed? More than you said, you said Baruch Atah. You said Baruch Atah. What does Baruch Atah Hashem mean? It's Bavus Nefesh HaChaim. That doesn't mean we're not benching the Hashem. That means Baruch Atah is that you are the Makoh HaBrachos. That's what Nefesh HaChaim teaches all Brachos. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. No, that's not the way you understand Nefesh HaChaim. It is. Everyone says Makoh HaBrachos. Okay, this is Al-Psha.
Nefesh HaChaim says that you can reverse the Dwayne Shoreh.
She should be Mashpia Mo. Okay, she should be Mashpia Bracha. But anyway, the Chazon is, yes, but by every Bracha, first we sing Baruch HaTov, which is a Shevach, and then you sing HaMaitzinach HaMinarot, which is a Shevach. So you said a Shevach, that wasn't the problem. What are you eating on by saying Baruch Shem Kvei Mochus HaLamed? If by every Shem Shemang of a Tongue, what you're eating on by Baruch Shem Kvei Mochus HaLamed is to throw in a Shiddur Shevach, but what are you eating on with, what are you eating on with this? Yeah, and it is, what are you fixing? You had one more Shevach, you already said a few Shevachim in the Bracha, you had another Shevach. So the Rambam says, that's really what the Chazanish answers. He answers, V'akachach Tzarech Lema, the Kevim Zemid the Rabbanon, Ostu Bracha Shein Tzricha, since the Maisa, they made Issa Rabbanon, according to Tosfos, Tiknu B'zeh L'harish Zeh Osa, they were Masakin to show that it's Osa, U'machshivik Meshem Shemang V'Tonga, and to compare it to Meshem, just like Meshem Shemang V'Tonga, you have to say, Baruch Shem Kvei Mochus HaLamed. The same thing with Baruch HaVatonga, you have to say Baruch Shem Kvei Mochus HaLamed to show that you did something wrong. That's all it is. It's not the same fix. By regular Shem Shem HaVatonga, it's Mamasha Tikkun Gomel L'Chayer. That's what's been like in the Rambam. When you fix it and you say Baruch Shem Kvei Mochus HaLamed, you're misakin it, and now it's not HaVatonga. So, okay. But Agoponim, our Shail, if you're allowed to say the Shem with the notion of Shevach, or especially Belaz, in English or in Yiddish, according to the Ran, if you're not to say with Lashon Shevach, we said the Chayyah, according to what the Chazanish is explaining, it would be Mutta. And I have another Shukla right Makar for it that it should be Mutta. There's a Hagoyis Mitivega in Shachanach, the beginning of Shachanach, Chachatzitzis, actually before Chachatzitzis, and Rosh Kama Spike, Simon Hay, the Kvega brings down from the Sefer Chassidim, one of the Rishonim, we hear the Chassid. The Sefer Chassidim says, if someone is talking and he's saying over a maisa Chazdei Hashem that happened to him, and he starts off by saying the Shem. He starts off, he says, that's his way of talking. He says, Hashem Adonut. But Reis Zalugman, he wants to finish the story. Reis Zalugman, the verb, Masha Asun Hashem, what Hashem did for him. Asun of Sigur with Varam. Zakh Sefer Chassidim, don't start talking, don't interrupt him. Because if you interrupt him, it might come out that he won't finish his story and he'll just be left with the Shem Shemayim of Atonga. But interesting, the person says the Shem Hashem, and you know he wants to curse somebody. He starts with Shem Hashem. It's a mitzvah to interrupt him. Don't let him finish. He shouldn't be over. He brings them with Sefer Chassidim, Simon Samachay, and the Simon Tafim Tess in two places. He's doing it very anyway, don't let him do a big affair. But upon the first half of the Sefer Chassidim says, someone says Hashem Hashem, he wants to be Mesabah B'chazdei Hashem, don't interrupt him, let him finish, it shouldn't be Shem V'Tala. A little bit of smashma, if he finishes his motto, maybe not, maybe the Sefer Chassidim is just saying, let him at least say some Shevach, so since it should be Shodid, maybe it's not Mutagama, but a little bit of smashma, it's Mutagama. Let's go back to the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Shita, that a bracha v'tonga is only us midrabanan. Even though we have a chayav b'feish gemara that says kama v'ach bracha shenit tzuch over mishum leisisas over mishum leisisas. Zak taisis and chayav deichik, and he says this gemara is lav dafke. It's only midrabanan. The pasuk is a smach the bama. Why does he say that? The reason it says is a raya. Says it's a kasha. The gemara bracha sachafanal says suffik amad emes v'yatsev. Person's davening and they're up to shmanesi race and he has almost done a suffik. He's mavulbul. Did I say emes v'yatsev or not? He's not sure if he said it. She say it over. My timer, the Gemara says, Emes V'yatsev Deraisa. Because Emes V'yatsev, after Krishna, before Shema Yatsev, is Deraisa. Why is it Deraisa? So Rashi says, because maske bo yitzis mitzrayim, the chiv of the raisa, because there's a mitzvah that says, the chiv of yitzis mitzrayim, you have to mention yitzis mitzrayim every morning, every night, and that's the raisa. In fact, Tais the kasha, al chiv of yitzis mitzrayim, achor yu yitz and krishma itself. In the yema, at the end, he said, yisham lakechem shal teis yitzchem yitzrayim, yisachem lakim, yisham lakechem emes. He said yitzis mitzrayim. So Tosfos says two truths. The first teretz is talking about a Balkari who wasn't allowed to say Krishma, a whole cheshbon. But the second teretz, Tosfos, may be a little bit lighter to understand. Tosfos says, when the Gemara says, Safik Arma Emes V'yatziv, it means you have a Safik if you said the third Pasha of Krishma also. It means you have a Safik, did you say Vayoyma, did you say the Pasha, did you say Emes V'yatziv? And the Gemara just calls it all Emes V'yatziv because it's all inclusive. That's all about Tzchias Yitzchias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara calls it Shukal Dechir Peretz. Also, my sister's teretz. So you have a suffix if you said the end of Krishma, and a suffix you said Emes V'yatziv. The Gemara says, say it over. So Tosfos Medayek that it's Masha from the Gemara when you say you have a suffix and you say it over, you say the bracha also of Gal Yisrael, even though maybe you would say that's not what the Gemara means. But my sister Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns it means you say the bracha also of Gal Yisrael. So like Tosfos Kasha. If bracha v'talma will be an issa deraisa, how could you say over the bracha of Gal Yisrael Masafik? You have a suffik if you have a, if you eat to the mitzvah not, how could you go say the bracha of Gal Yisrael? It's a suffik of Elisa say. So it must be that bracha v'talma is only darbanan. So if bracha is only darbanan, then we can understand if you have a suffik and a chiv deraisa, then you could chiv deraisa, you can't say the bracha. That's right. The whole bracha is only the one. The emes is the taste is still hard to understand, because even if the bracha is zichad rabbanan, even if you have a mitzvah the rights of chiyus tzis mitzrayim, but to say bracha tashem gal yisrael is definitely rabbanan. So just because you have a suffix, if you have your mitzvah the rights, why would you be
allowed?
Right. So why should you say the bracha? It's still hard to understand. So I was thinking, this Machoy Makusha, maybe Tosfos over here is going in the sheet.
The Shem is Rabbanan.
The Shem is
Rabbanan.
And now that's the Rabbanan, we tell you. But why say it? But it should be like every suffix darbanan lahakol, even if it's darbanan.
Since the Apsidi Krishma,
why is the bracha nimshach together with the Krishma? The Krishma is deraisa, and the Emes V'yatziv maybe is deraisa. No, just from the standard
Tosfos. That's the yoyz of the
Yeah, and it's part of the Kiveges Kasha. Echay is Kiveges is asking this Kasha also on Tosfos. Echay is part of the Kiveges Kasha, right? One type of thing might be with the Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, famous Tosfos says that whatever you're not yoytzei midrabanan, you're not yoytzei deraisa the rice either. Tosfos gives an example that the midrabanan, if you sit inside your Sukkah but the table's outside, it's possible midrabanan. I was afraid that you'll lean over and you'll eat over the table. Because even if you eat inside, the Sukkah's possible midrabanan. So Tosfos, if the Sukkah's possible midrabanan, you're not even yoytzei deraisa. The Nail Rishon of Sukkot, we mechuyv to eat the excise in Sukkot. If you ate in such a case, you're not yoytzei, you have to go eat again. And the same sheet is in Tosfos Brachos Taki Dalaf, and it's also Ben Yoyna in the beginning of Brachos, where the coins are not Tanoim, the first mission of Brachos, mid the Raisi, Kalein Krishma Honai, mid the Bonan only till Chatzais. So the Ben Yoyna, if you lain Krishma after Chatzais, you're not even yoytzei the Raisa. The same Svar. If it's possible with the Bonan, you're not even yoytzei the Raisa. So maybe that's what's going on over here also. Since the mitzvah with the bun is with the bracha, if you don't say it with the bracha, you're not even into the raisa. But al kaponim, this is Tosfos Raya. Tosfos brings a raya that the whole issa bracha v'talma must be the bun.
To
say Gal Yisrael?
Not to say Gal Yisrael. Not to say, but it is the Chacham said not to do it. The Purim said not to do it this way.
What,
did it against Chacham. You did it. You did it against the way they said. Here it came out. It was a suffix right now, but you didn't go against what they said.
Okay. But Akoponim, this is Tosfos' main raya, that it must be the bracha of a tal is only the rabbanon, because if it be the right, so then just because you have a suffix on the emissary, why would you make, why would you take all your strong over? So the kveig, over that tshuva, simchafei, Shteltzich, what's the pshat in the Rambam? What does the Rambam answer this question? The Rambam's hakol is the bracha v'tol is the raisa. So how does he learn the Gemara? Why do you say when suffolk MSV active just because you have a chiyuv the raisa? What gives you a right to get involved with the suffolk loisa say the raisa bracha v'tol? So first I was thinking maybe you could answer. We have a cloud, the Gemara's a Joshua and Shabbos, the Afkufa and Beis and Beis, in the beginning of Yevamis, other places that Esther Dech loisa say. In a way, Elisa says more chama than Anasei. Elisa says Chaya Malkus, but in a way, Anasei is more chama, and Anasei is Doicha Elisa say, which really I think the pshat is that the Mokam, the Mitzvah say, the Torah did not give the Elisa say. That's the Gemara's drasha. Torah tells you to do something, and it's the Idna, it's the exact same moment, and that moment is no Elisa say. But Achaponim, Anasei is Doicha Elisa say. So maybe you could say, just like Anasei is Doicha Elisa say, the same thing, a Suffolk Asei would not be Doicha Elisa say, but a Suffolk Asei could be Doicha Suffolk Elisa say. Over here you have a suffix if you're Makai in the midst of Tzvisim Mitzrayim, and you also have a suffix, maybe by doing this you'll be able to say a bracha v'tala. A suffix I say should be doich a suffix lois to say. Maybe that's a tariff. But you don't like it. I don't like it either. The Tosfos doesn't like this. Very good. The tariff is that. Tosfos doesn't like it, and the Kirig doesn't like it, and the Tosfos postured. Because by Esther Dech lois to say, at least you're vada every Mekayim that say. Over here, there's a possibility that you're over a lois to say, and you're not Mekayim and say. You don't say, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do a matzah that might be a vada lois to say and a suffix say. See, so it sounds good. Suffix say should be there for suffix lois to say. But if you look a little deep into it, but it's not really suffix say being there for suffix lois to say. It's possibility of no assay at all and yes place to say. That's why it doesn't work over here. But upon him, this is Kivegas Kasha. What does the Rambam do with Texas Raya? How can Rambam Paskin that Bracha V'tol is the same thing like Shavu Shah, the Bracha V'tol is their Isa? The Texas Bracha Raya, the Gemara says, when Suffolk of Schiasim Sayim, Suffolk of Mamas Viats, if you're not to make the Bracha, how can you do that? So Kivegas says, as Lashon is Ella, Al Kochach, it must be a Dovah Bori, because the Bori Kaven, the Suffolk Dereis L'Chumma. Since the Maisa HaLocha, Suffolk, we have a Klal, Suffolk Dereis L'Chumma. Imi Dereis Mi Dabonon. So Machaikas Rishonim, Kivega is mentioning, it's either Dereis or Dabonon. Machaikas Rambam and Raj, but the first Chef Shmaisa talks about this. But Al Kaponim, that's what you're supposed to do, Suffolk Dereis L'Chumma. Kaven, Ola Bachir, Lahatsky, Tis Mitzrayim, oh, I forgot to mention, Rosh Brachas Mazim, Kivega is the same Kasha on Birchas Hamazon. There's one other place where all Suffolk we the halacha is Suffolk brachas lahakol. If you have a Suffolk where you make a bracha, it's lahakol. You don't do it. The reason is because it's a Suffolk of bracha batala. Except for one bracha, the Rambam Paskin. It's not a Gemara. Interesting. It's just a Rambam. The Rambam Paskin first him to get is not sure if he benched. He's not sure if he benched. What do you do? The Rambam says you have to bench over because that's a Suffolk deraisa lachumah. Because Birchas Hamazon is deraisa and you mechiv to bench over. There's no makkah, and the makkah is, I think, from this gemara of Suffolk Amesviyatsiv that we see over here. We make the bracha, and interesting, the post can bring down. The Rambam doesn't say this. The post can bring down when you have a Suffolk, if you bench the nap, you should bench over, including the bracha reviyas, including the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha bichas mazin derabanan. So why has that work? Why don't you see on that at least Suffolk derabanan lahakol? So the Mishnah Berurah is in Simkuf Peidala. Mishnah Berurah brings down from Achreinim Kadesh and Loing Mazalzubay. People should not be look at the fourth bracha like not so important, not to be Mazalzubay, therefore we say it over. Which is a bit so schwer, because I mean that's the reason to get involved with a bracha Vatala. But maybe it's like we said before, it goes with together Tosfos and Sukkah. That since Chazal Masak and the fourth bracha, to be Yates to the midst of the race, so you have to do it Kafita Konis Chacham. But upon him, Kivege wants to say, that's a territory also. So Kivege is also on the Rambam. Lamaisa, for the first discussion, Kivege is also on the Rambam. How could you bench over Masafik? It's a Safik Lois to say. It's a Safik according to Rambam being over in this the right of Bracha Vatala. So basically, Kivege's teretz is that whatever you do, because you're doing it lahalacha, you're doing it to Mekayim halacha, Safik the right of Chumma, that's not called a Vatala. That's what we're saying. I'm not doing what I'm doing because that's what I'm supposed to do. Even if it's the right for sure, Suffolk, the right of Chumah, for sure, I'm doing the right thing. And even if it's the Rabbanan, I'm doing it because there's a Shtei in Shulchan Aruch, I'm supposed to bench over, I'm supposed to say Mitzvah Yatzev over with the Bracha. Whatever you do for a purpose, that's called the Tzayach. That's not Bracha Batala. Oh, so Lomais, what's Pshad and Taisus? What's the Machaikas over here? Taisus Hashem didn't say this. So I saw we have a safe over here in the back, Bechas Chaim, from a Chaim Aaron Lapidus, Tumbak, this is our Chaver B'chanan Tumbak's brother, who comes to visit us very often. He has a Sefer and Brachas, and he says it very nice. He says, what the Machlokes is very nice. The Machlokes takes from the Rambam. He says, the Rambam will be the Rebbe Kireg is explaining that whatever you do for a Tzorich is not a Bracha V'talma. You do it for a Tzorich. But Tosis will hold, it's not Tongi in a Tzorich, it's Tongi in the Kim HaBracha. That the Bracha has to be a Chesef in a Bracha. It has to be Mekayim with this Bracha, the Kim HaBracha. Since it's a Sofik and it's a Tzad that you benched already and maybe, said by Emes B'Yatzev, since it's a Sofik and maybe you said already, Kol Yisrael, and you're not being Mekayim the Bracha now, that is a Bracha V'talma. That's the Machlokes. Is the ged a bracha v'talma, whatever is a tzorich or not a tzorich? The Kiryag holds, if it's a tzorich halacha to make it, then it's not a bracha v'talma. But Tosis holds, it has to be be'etzem mekiyim in the bracha. You have to be mekayim the bracha. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah of making the bracha with this bracha. And the tzad that you already yetzer the bracha, that's still called a bracha v'talma. Even though you have a chayiv to do it, right? But since the mice, the klapish ma'igayah, Kivega says, even if that's his lashon, often kamish ma'igayah, the klap birich, even if klapish ma'igayah, they know you already made a bracha, mikoma kameinu everyone like sees the kima da isa ke machma sofik, chia, bechayvu se chazal, bechayach lach sevach, ein ze bacha bracha shen etzicha. This is not bracha shen etzicha. Even if kamish ma'igayah, you made the bracha ready, and the whole bracha is bracha v'talma, but you did it for the right reason, it's a tzayach, not bracha v'talma. Of a taisis v'halten, even if Kamishma Egalia that it wasn't a Kima Bracha, it will be Bracha V'talma. It's a man, that's this way. It must be that's only Drabana. Okay, there's a Dvar Nashon that Afra Tetz also comes out like Tosis, that Bracha V'talma is only Drabana. So late, maybe we won't go into it. There's Shtuka, another Ma'am Malkam is the Chachma Shleimer from Shlomo Kluga in Erechaim, the beginning of Simachas. Also about the Sinyan, and there's a little bit more to Kivega in Simachas Hei that they want to, that hope we'll learn in one of the future weeks. Okay, good to see you.